Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Have you ever had the Caesar debate with your friends? Is a Caesar good? Is a Caesar bad? There's a good chance you've had that debate because, oh, it's a heated one. Some people are very passionate about their Caesars. Every Sunday, they go out with their friends to a patio or a lounge or something like that, crush a few Caesars, maybe get over their hangover and get on with the day. Some people love that. Other people just can't stand Caesars, right? I mean, they're thick. They taste like tomatoes. Those two things right there. Enough to scare off some people, right? For me personally, I love the Caesars in a can. You know the ones you can get at a golf course without all the stuff in it, like the asparagus and the horseradish and that stuff? Those are tasty. Drinking the Caesars with all the stuff inside of it is like getting drunk off of soup. With all the horseradish and the asparagus and the beans and all the stuff that gets put into Caesars nowadays, it's like getting drunk off soup. Which made me think of something. We should totally do that. Alcoholic soup? What a good idea. Potatoes, beef, vodka, put them all together. Alcoholic soup. I'm going to Dragon's Den with that one. Drunk Coach's Corner.
Okay, hold on. Let me just say this. All you centermen out there, is this hurtle, eh?
Yep.
Okay. Watch this here. And get in the corner here. Wait, now watch when he goes down. Over in this one. Look, not this one. Watch a sec. See the guy. See, now, one more. See, look at that. Look at
it. Really is something.
And now it's time for a Game of Thrones recap from someone who has never seen an episode, but kind of knows what's going on because of memes on the internet.
Okay, here we go. There are two princesses. One's younger, one is older, and I'm pretty sure they don't like each other because they keep staring at each other in this really nasty way, and I think one is beating the other one. I don't know which one, but there are two of them. That's the main point here. There's this dragon. Well, there are a few dragons, many dragons. Let's just go with a few dragons. One is stolen or borrowed or missing or something. One dragon's doing its own thing. That's what you need to know. Peter Dinklage was great yesterday. I did not need to see the episode to know that he killed it. His best performance since Elf. There's this guy named Bran. He's super creepy. All he does is stare at people, but not in the same way as those two princesses stare at each other. It's like a weird looking at you from like 200 yards away stare. It's kind of weird. Arya was great. Jon Snow was great. Those two are always pretty great. Boom, there you go. Game of Thrones. 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, everyone was not on the Raptor bandwagon, right? Everyone was like, oh, it's still basketball. I don't like basketball. Hockey's better. Football's better. Yada, yada, yada. After last night, though, how many people are loving the Toronto Raptors?
Up top. Looks at the clock. Turns the corner for the win.
Seconds left. Game 7. Tie game. With a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Something that the Raptors have only done once in franchise history. Kawhi Leonard. Ice in his veins. He's got to stay now, though, right? I mean, the big thing with Raptor fans is we traded everything for Kawhi Leonard, knowing that he probably is only going to stay for 1 year. But he's got to stay now, right? After that shot and after everything that's gone on. What a moment for Raptor fans. I've been a Raptor fan since I used to have a Damon Stoudemire Raptors jersey when they had the pinstripes and the actual Raptor on the jersey. It's been a long time coming. One thing I like to do, especially with basketball, is go to other radio announcers' calls of the game. Because that was an awesome one from Matt Devlin and Leo Routens there. I mean, they really lost their marbles, right?
For the win!
Pretty good call. This was the call from the Korean television feed. Oh, that's good stuff. Even though our own Stacey Cooper is on mat leave, she still helps us out. She's a gem like that. And this just proves that Stacey knows me very, very well. I got a text from her over the weekend with 17 of the best would-you-rathers in the world. And if you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you know that I love me some Would You Rather. Playing Would You Rather is the ultimate time killer on a road trip, or if you're bored at work. It's just the best. You don't even need anyone to play with you. You can just play with yourself in your head. You're like, oh, what would I rather? I mean, it's way better to play with a friend, obviously, but you can have that conversation with yourself in your head. I have four here, and if you're driving with someone, feel free to play along, because like I said, would you rathers, they're just the funnest. Would you rather have a cat with a human face or a dog with human hands? Can you imagine having a dog with human hands that could help you cook and do stuff? I would easily go with that one. A cat with a human face, that's just creepy. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or constantly feel like you have to sneeze, but you never sneeze? That's a tough one. I mean, hiccups for the rest of your life, you would be so annoying. But that feeling of having to sneeze and then never having the satisfaction of sneezing? Nope. Give me the hiccups. Couldn't do it. Would you rather have chopsticks for hands or office chair wheels for feet, assuming you can use both perfectly? Can you imagine seeing someone with office chair wheels for feet? They're just zipping by like they're on one of those hoverboards. I'd easily take that. Chopsticks? No, too tough. This one is weird. Would you rather sweat milk for the rest of your life, which would be weird, or bathe in hot sauce? I mean, bathing in hot sauce, that is pretty gross, but sweating milk? Oh, man. Then again, if you're playing some slow pitch or something like that, you need a treat, you can just lick your arm. That'd be kind of nice. We all have that one friend who brags about their cooking, even though you have never tried any of their cooking. You have that friend, hey?
Oh, I watch the Food Network all the time. You should try my short ribs, guys. They are to die for.
I have figured out a way to call this person out on their cooking skills. So if you have that one friend who always brags about their cooking, or maybe you're dating someone new and they always keep bringing up the fact that they're good at cooking. Oh yeah, I'm great at cooking. Here's what you do. You check their smoke detector. And if their smoke detector does not have batteries, they are not a good cook. Because if their smoke detector has no batteries, it probably means that they've burnt so much stuff over the past couple of months that they got so sick of their smoke detector going off that they took out their batteries. So if you have that friend that brags about their cooking, check their smoke detector. The smoke detector never lies.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.